Freeman is Saturday.
You won't have any trouble getting their attention.
We will call the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, October 6, 2021, to order at 8:48 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Lytle. Mr. Byers will be away today. Up first, the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held September 22nd, 2021. Approve all claims through October 6, 2021 in the amount of $1,043,685.65. Accept claim number 21100060 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $7,520.92 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve sheriff's distress warrant report. Approve utility permit number 1215 to Windstream of Nebraska LLC. They will replace a section of cable starting at pedestal 1014/NT2 located 670 feet east of the residence at 18306 Apple Road. They'll start to bore a 2-inch diameter by 72-inch deep bore below flow line in the north grader ditch of Apple Road. Bore will continue east under the field drive for a total of 370 feet, then cut and splice into existing cable and place new pedestal on east side of field drive located in the south side of Section 1 Adams Township, Township 6 North, Range 8 East. Approve utility permit number 1216 to Omaha Public Power of Nebraska, starting at residence 18348 Aspen Road. OPPD will plow a new electric service along North Grader Ditch of Aspen Road, working east to the intersection of 190th Road, 608 Avenue. OPPD will also bore a 2-inch diameter by 5-foot deep bore for 100 feet under the two culverts in this section. OPPD will also be removing and setting poles along this section, located on the south side of Section 13, Range 6 East, Township 6 North, Range 8 East, Adams Township. Approve utility permit number 1217 to Roars Machinery. They will be trenching a 6-inch wide by 36-inch deep trench approximately a quarter mile east of the southwest 70. Approximately a quarter of a mile east of Southwest 75th Road on Olive Road. From new power pole on north side of Greater Ditch, Roars will trench across Olive Road to South Greater Ditch for new electric service for a pivot. All other work will be on private property located on the north side of Section 13 and south side of Section 12, Township 2 North, Range 5 East, Elm Township. Approve utility permit number 1218 to Roars Machinery. They will trench 6-inch wide by 36-inch deep trench approximately a quarter of a mile west of Southwest 75th Road on Olive Road. From a new power pole, for an electric service for a power pivot. I lost my place here. From new power pole on north side of Greater Ditch, Roars will trench across Olive Road to the south Greater Ditch for new electric service for pivot system. All other work will be on private property. Is that a repeat of the one above, or am I reading this wrong?
It's two different sections.
Okay. Located in the north side of Section 14 and south side of Section 11, Township 2 North, Range 5 East, Elm Township. I'm sorry. That's what I was looking at as I lost my place. Approve you till... Approve utility permit number 1219 to Windstream of Nebraska LLC. They will bore a 2-inch diameter by 48-inch deep line below flow line bore for 400 feet along the west grader ditch of 176th Road, approximately 1,375 feet south of Pine Road. Windstream will start at pedestal 690AA and bore north for approximately 400 feet to pedestal 692AA and splice into the new cable in this section, located in the northeast quarter section of 26 of Section 26, Township 2 North, Range 8 East of Island Grove. Approve utility permit number 1220 to Diller Telephone of Nebraska. They will plow a 3-inch wide by 5-foot deep trench to install new fiber line. Diller Telephone will also bore a 2-inch diameter by 10-foot deep below flow line in any creeks, culverts, and any road crossings along the route. Starting at Southwest 75th Road, a new vault will be placed. Diller Telephone will plow fiber line along Scott Street in the North Greater Ditch and will also bore under creek and culverts to Southwest 103. Turn north, install a vault, and continue to plow and bore along the East Greater Ditch. Diller Telephone will then cross Hoyt Road to the north side of Hoyt Street, install a new vault. Turn west, continue to plow and bore along the north side of Hoyt to Southwest 117th Road. Diller Telephone will then cross 117th Road, install a new vault, turn north, and continue to plow and bore along the west side of Greater Ditch along 117th Road to Sargent. At Sargent Road, they will turn back west on Sargent Road and continue to plow and bore along the south Greater Ditch to Southwest 142nd Road, where a vault will be placed. Located in the south sections 35, 34, west section of 34, south section of 28, east 28, east section of 29, north section of 29, and north section of 30. Township 4 North, Range 5 East, all in Blakely. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of September 2021.
Can you repeat that?
Approve district court summary fee report and register of deed report fee for the month of 2021.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 21100. 060 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $7,520.92 to be voted on separately below. This brings the total amount of claims approved through October 6, 2021 to $1,051,206.57. This is a company that I own.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. With Thiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors. Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights. Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Over across the street at the detention, or evidence building, that has all been the sprinklers have been installed, and they had it seeded last week, and I just walked over this morning, see it's starting to come up already, so hopefully we'll have a real good fall for grass.
Looks really nice, Dave.
It does, thank you. I've had several comments from the public too. That always makes you feel good when people say that they really think that's helped a lot over there. So
it looks weird, not looking like a C-store fuel station, but it looks nice.
Yes, and I'd still like to put a few trees over there yet. I really think along our main street it'd be nice to have some good quality street trees there. The wall came out really good. He was able to use an 8-inch stone. He was going to use a 6-inch stone, so that 8-inch stone made the wall a little taller, so we did backfill it a little more, which actually worked good. It leveled out that lawn over there a little better. So we have he was able to take some stones back, so we had less cost in the wall and a little bit more cost in dirt, so it all worked out well.
Just making it easier for the person that mows that, or what?
Yes.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Highway Department, we did talk to Windstream. Their internet is extremely slow over there. They still had just the DSL line, and we checked into getting it hooked up to fiber, which they said that they could. They have fiber just down the street. and they will bring the fiber to the building, and I haven't had a chance to run down there yet, but we do have a path that looks like to get it into the building, so that will help out their speed a lot. Over at the sheriff's office, we had bad luck with a hot water heater over there. We installed one in 2017, and they have just a short warranty. It was a 3-year warranty, and that already started leaking on us, so we had to have that replaced, and that has been done. I don't know if I mentioned snow removal bids there on the agenda for today. And
be here before you know it.
Yes, darn it.
Might not snow this year.
Yeah. Oh, they keep missing all of our rain forecasts. It'll probably be the exact opposite for the snow. over at the extension office, they did have a slow leak in their restroom that went into the hallway area, and it did cause some damage to the drywall, so I just went over there and cut off the bottom 14 inches or so, and that's an easy fix. I will go over there and replace that drywall. And last thing is... it is time for us to start thinking about the holiday lights also. This will be the 33rd year for it. And Steph Perkins has kind of taken the reins on organizing things. So I talked to her, and we're going to start using the EOC. I've talked to Lisa Wiegand. We'll just start having we just have a few meetings, and we'll have it down in the EOC. And I did turn on the lights the other morning, and everything looks good on the courthouse. So I'm sure we'll have some low ones that need to be replaced. But it's always good when the tower area all lights up, so we don't have to bring a crane in here to do that work. So, and that will be here before we know it also. So that's what I had. And trees.
Somebody over here?
Yes, I didn't bring that up. We had two trees on that side. And they died over the winter. I had Nicole come over and take a look at it. And we just think it was the extreme, that 30-some below zero must have really, they just started turning brown in the, that was back in February. They were starting to turn brown then. The two on the north side didn't get affected, it didn't seem like. So Holiday Lights Committee agreed to have two new ones put in. The old ones did not have a guarantee. We opted out of the guarantee to get a better price on the trees. Usually we have good luck with that, but fortunately we have to replace both of them. So I did call Diggers and marked it out. And the hole out there is actually, we have a private line, so I just wanted to make sure to locate that so we know where that's at. So, and that should be happening either today or tomorrow. They'll bring those trees in for that. So, thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I hadn't had that. So, I'll hang around here for snow removal bids yet.
Any other questions for Dave? Thank you much, sir.
Thank you.
Equalization.
I'll cover for Denny here. All things are equal.
Thank you, Gary. Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. Gage County, fund transfer to road fund, $600,000. Send, membership, $11,692. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $19,115.62. That's it.
I don't think we have anything else for insurance either. All right. Veteran Services. Morning, Scott.
Morning. How we doing?
Good.
The service committee we met on Veteran Service Committee. We met on September 23rd. We had one absent and four there, so present. So that was good to have them in. Our veteran aid for Nebraska veteran aid, we didn't use any this last quarter. The county veteran aid, we didn't use any this last quarter. I don't know what's going on. I guess president must have got everybody enough money where they didn't need any help. I guess I don't know, but we did have 15 veterans deceased this last quarter. We did have the Patriot Day program. It went off pretty well. The Avenue of Flags, the community come out and help put them out. That got a lot of compliments on that. Thank you, Eddie, for helping with all that. I have my my PIF card now, so it makes my job a lot easier and Shirley's job. We can actually go in and see what our veteran claims are doing now. Before, it was just kind of we had to guess or call Lincoln and get information from them, and now I can go in and look. So so that's really being helpful. Shirley will be gone next week, Thursday and Friday, for a conference in Kearney. And other than that, that's pretty much all we got going on over there, you know, just doing normal everyday operations with the veterans.
Any questions for Scott?
How's the different flags coming?
Right now, they're starting to purchase flags already. So they're coming along pretty good. It looks like they've about got enough funds raised to purchase enough flags. So we'll see what happens on Veterans Day. We're working that program yet, too. We're working with the school to get the Veterans Day program set up. They're going to let us in the high school again this year. So last year we had to stay out because of COVID. So right now we're working on that.
Are we short money for the flag thing, Scott? Or
I'm thinking they're real close on the money. I think they might be there. But if people still want to donate, they're going to keep the fund to replace poles, flags if they get torn or ripped. It'll stay in that fund.
How many dollars are needed, do you think, for doing the things they want to do as far as flags and poles?
That they need to raise yet?
Yeah.
I would say they're just a few thousand dollars short.
So needing a couple thousand dollars yet?
Yeah. Yeah, probably a couple thousand yet.
So. Did you hear that, Scotty?
Okay. That was a fast response from the public, too. That's a very fast response.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Any other questions?
We really appreciate you coming and just giving us an update. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
That did look great, seeing the flags up. Wonderful thing for the community. You always hear the bad things if you don't have one up or anything like that correctly. You hear about it. But it was great to hear people say something good and just see the flags up.
Yeah, I guess I got one ally. I guess at the buddy check, we did a little thing on the news channel in Nebraska, and the response has been great. I'm getting people from Fairbury calling and wanting to come to it. And so the buddy check, after they pulled out of Afghanistan, we were getting over 30 people coming to the buddy check now, so.
Very worthwhile.
Oh, it's very, hell yeah, yeah.
I thought you had a good turnout on volunteers putting them flags out, too.
Yeah, we had probably over 40 people came in and put them out, and probably about 25 took them down, helped take them down. So, yeah.
One other thing as far as the donations, where can the money be sent or who?
The American Legion, Post 27 in Beatrice, is where the money's being raised for the flags, the Avenue of Flags.
And if somebody was going to write a check, they make it out to American Legion, Post 27, correct?
Yeah, don't give it to us.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Human Resources, Employee Relations, really don't have anything on that. Law Enforcement Emergency Management, the sheriff's gone this week. Lisa gave us a brief update. She has secured $4,000 for funding for the Turkey Creek stream gauge. She's still looking for a little more money, it looks like, but that one would be the one we use for flooding at DeWitt, Beatrice. She received her sub-grant for half of the salary. And we were asking about the MOU for Jefferson County to see if that was approved.
Yeah. So what Jefferson County did last week was they I don't know if they've approved the MOU, but they have 30 days for the IT guys over there to get their stuff straightened in Jefferson County. And then as long as they've got everything taken care of that their elected officials want done in the courthouse, then they will proceed with the MOU as far as cooperating with us or working with us.
We can hire them outside of – we need the MOU to have them come over and even do installs right now. Okay, so does that work into the schedule? Would that still work for installs on those cars 30 days later?
I think if I remember right, Gus said we were like 2 months out.
Okay, so that could still work.
I believe so. That would be something we'd have to touch base with Gus about, but I believe so.
Hopefully there could be some savings there then, some significant savings, hopefully.
Or the other thing that, you know, like Don talked about the other day is these companies through the Attorney General's office, or I think it was Attorney General. Was it state?
Election, is it through the Attorney General that you're getting help with cybersecurity?
Yeah, wherever them companies were, it might be all right. I mean, it might be good to reach out to them and see what they're, if they're actually capable of installs like Don thought they were, see what the cost there is to.
It seems like an odd IT role to do installs, but those sound potentially good for cybersecurity. If that's when that gets here, that might be something to get all the elected officials together and see if they want to go under one blanket. I mean, law enforcement and the attorney's office generally, I'm sure you already have safeguards in place. If they want to participate in a additional cybersecurity from Homeland Security or the state.
Yeah, and I don't see it on the agenda, but I do think that we need to get that on here to discuss an IT position.
Did we wait on that to hear from Jefferson?
It might have been. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I was looking on my committee notes, and I don't see it. We talked about it, but
yeah.
But that'll be coming down the road.
Yeah.
Anything else for law enforcement, emergency management, planning, and zoning?
Yeah, Gus isn't here to talk about it, but the jail report that was done to make sure we're up to minimum standards is we passed with no problems on that. You'll still have the we will still have the state fire marshal in to do his check on the facility, but we're good to go for now.
Last quarter jail inspection was Jurgens and Haxby. Did you guys make it over there?
I made it over there to fix the door, and that was about it. No. Where are we going, Emily?
This quarter, that was last quarter. This quarter is Lytle and Dorn. I don't know how often you're over there. Eddie used to spend time there, but he hasn't recently.
Not in that one.
But no, if you guys could go take a look over there when you have time, get a hold of Pam or the sheriff and just do a walkthrough. Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
M.
Oh. Ms. Haxby.
Pass it over. The dirt crew cleaned out their yard, and they got the bridge removed on North 33 Paddock and East 5 Blakely. The asphalt crew, Bob's working on the overlays, and it sounds like that's going really well, fixing the curves with the extra asphalt. The bridge crew, we're working on that bus bridge. It has not yet been inspected. We're hoping to get that done soon. There was 4 patrols down, but ended up being not as bad of news as we thought it was going to be. So that's getting fixed and looking pretty good. Mark's working on his superintendent's license here this next month, and Don Schuler asked about billing property owners to remove their trees within the right-of-way and about lowering speed limits on gravel roads.
Mr. Jurgens.
Mark might have some additional information on that bus bridge, Mark.
I spoke to Mark Minnelli just this week. The snooper truck coming down for the inspection will be next week, so we will finish the inspection next week. They will also come down and get their measurements for the caps and distances and so on and so forth so that we can get those plans up and rolling.
Do you want to touch on the speed limit signs on Sargent Road that are there but we don't think are legally there?
Correct.
Okay. So there are 235-mile-an-hour speed limit signs on Sargent currently. They've evidently been there for several years. As we feared, they are completely ineffective. But it appears that they're there illegally. Somebody tried I was trying to remember what happened. I think there was one on one side of the mile, and then at some point in time, the guys thought maybe they should put one on the other side.
Correct.
Okay, I was trying to remember this.
I talked to the sign tech. Based off past, he thought the east side towards North 19th was a 35-mile-an-hour sign there. The one on the west side ended up missing. They just did two and two and thought, hey, let's put another 35-mile-an-hour sign here.
If I remember right, that was probably
18.
4 years ago. Okay, yeah, about 3-4 years ago.
Based off the sign website, it was put up in late 18.
I think we determined or we guessed that when the junkyard was there, they had put up their own sign on the east end.
Yep.
Is that what it was?
It's been there for as long as I can remember.
They looked back. There's no approval or resolution for those. But there has been signs up now for several years. I guess you made the comment, maybe if we had signs, it would encourage people to go slower. It doesn't appear to.
Based off traffic counters back in 17 when we did it, when you guys brought this back up, the average speed in 17, 18 was right around 30 to 35 miles an hour. The last traffic counters that Galen had put up in 2019, the average speed was closer to 53 miles an hour.
Did you find Mr. Schuler had asked for the study or the traffic study that
Vanilli so far had? I have not found. I've just got a bunch of paperwork from what Galen, and then I spoke with Mark Minnelli. What it sounds like was just them coming down saying it's a county road based off the speeds that it shouldn't be a 35 mile an hour zone based off the speeds and the residents there.
Who's they? The state?
No, the Mark Minnelli, the engineer.
Okay. So did the state come down and do a study? You told us at the time that the state did a study.
I did not find any paperwork, and speaking with Mark, he did not mention anything with the state. Now, I did look at some of the state statutes. It did say, since we are the governing board on that road, that we can drop that speed limit, but I need to check with Mark to verify after we do all the appropriate homework.
There wasn't anything state-wise.
I was going to say, I may have misspoke on that, Don. I thought for when Mark took it, it went to the state, or they do their study and take it to the state. But that was probably my
mistake. Oh, yeah, you said we got results from the state.
That's what I thought.
And the state said that we couldn't lower it because of their study.
The discussion at the time was is there was no reason for the state to look at it because it was a county road. And then the discussion went further. This is from recollection, Terry, anybody that was here on that, correct me if I'm wrong, but then the discussion was that that road does not meet any reasons for slowing the speed down there. And if you slow it down there and put up signs there, there's going to be other places you're going to be putting them up all over the county, if I remember right.
Well, and also I think at the time, wasn't there an actual report done on that?
10-year report.
Yes.
10-year report, and I don't think there was any accidents.
No.
Something about that.
They weren't at the intersection. We thought they'd be at 13th, and we do have a timed event, but if you can briefly.
All the accidents happened at 6th Street and Sargent. It was on Highway 77.
We thought it would be at 13th and Sargent was the assumption, and then when we got the 10-year report, were not.
I do have a resolution on that stop sign is placed legally.
On 6th?
On 13th and Sargent. That was been
is legal?
Is.
That one is 100% there.
The single stop sign.
The single stop sign.
Just real briefly, we can keep discussing this, but I'd ask for a motion to close bidding at 9:17 for snow removal bids for 2021-2022.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle. Second by Dorn. Is there anyone with a bid here for snow removal? Just before we don't take any more. If not, I'd ask you to vote. Six in favor. Bids are closed at 9:17. Now you can continue. I just I think we can probably do that, just close bidding and then.
I'll take a timeout.
There shouldn't be that much more discussion on it.
I mean, is there much more on that?
No, I mean.
Well, why was Ron Craig requesting us to lower the speed limit when the speed limit, when it was showed it was already 35?
He gets a lot of dust on his.
But he, wouldn't he have thought it was 35 if it's posted?
No, it's 50.
It is 50, but it was posted at 35.
35 on both ends.
But they moved in there, and then they fixed up that barn and put in some fence and started having events.
Back in 2017, the sheriff had sent an email to Galen, per one of his deputies sitting there at the Craig driveway doing a kind of a study. And he had mentioned several vehicles driving about 50 mile an hour on that road, and not even stopping at that stop sign, so on and so forth. So
the stop sign's only from the south on 13th Street.
I think there's one on the north, but that's just a private drive, pretty much.
But I mean, Sargent's a through road.
Yes.
I guess my concern is that we don't wait for an accident to happen before we change something. That road speed limit, in my opinion, 50's too fast. And if we set it at 35 and somebody drives over the speed limit and has a wreck or kills somebody, then that relieves us of that liability.
10 years of previous record keeping would also relieve us of that liability. We only looked back 10 years, but with the accidents only being at 6th and Cordon.
So there has to be accidents before we can do anything.
Not necessarily, but I think 10 years is a pretty good precursor to show.
From 2007.
From 2000. Oh.
I'm back to 2007 for accidents.
Okay. So, and there, we don't know of any since then either. We don't have record of any. It could have happened. I think we would have heard about it if there's more. But so from 7 to now, what's that, 13, 14 years?
There was a rollover there, but that's been.
And that was the middle of the mile.
Yeah, it wasn't at the corner.
I'm good to 2019 with nothing.
So, I mean, that's. I don't know if that puts you at ease at all if there's.
Well, I just was wanting to know what the procedure was. First, we said that we had to have a state study in order to get permission. And.
I said I thought there was a way that we could lower it, but I could be wrong because before we were told we couldn't. But I thought there was a chance that I thought there was a way that we could.
Well, that ain't what we were told. We were told that we had to have a state study, and it was up to the state to whether we could lower the speed limit or not. Now I'm being told that isn't the case, that isn't true.
Mark, can we, you from what you've seen, we can lower it?
Based off what I've read on the state statute, we, since it is our road, we should be able to lower it with the approval of you, of the board. We'd have to do a speed study, traffic counters out again. It's got to go based off the population on that road. Manelli, then he's going to take the 85% of the speed, and that's where it's going to kill you, is 85% of the speed is 50 miles an hour. It's probably not going to get approved from him to say we can drop that down to 35, because technically it's a gravel road.
Yeah.
Mr. Jurgens?
I remember this thing. Mark Manelli got involved in this road the 3 or 4 years ago, and it was his recommendation also. He says you can't be boom, 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 wherever you want to. It has to be a even throughout the county unless there are specific reasons to lower it. It was his recommendation we took to leave it alone. And there was a good reason, Mark, if you'd want to touch base with him, you might just do that.
And I think that would clear everything up. That's exactly what he said. But he was based off the 85% speed of what we're getting back in 2019 on those counts. He didn't see any warrant to lower that speed. You know, because there's only, what, half a dozen houses in that two-mile section?
Four.
Half a dozen, give or take one or two.
But I think Mark's right. I think there's a way we could lower it. Well, like I say on that, so we're through 19 with no accidents. I would say no, there doesn't have to be an accident for us to do something. But with a couple decades of history showing that it's not an issue, the main issue here is there was an event place built on that road. They take a lot of dust. We've also done a lot of ditching there. I bet we spent...
We did do a lot of ditching back in...
I don't know how much money we spent on that, but, you know, probably tens of thousands of dollars there to re-ditch that where they put a driveway in to make that flow better so they wouldn't get gravel. And there was a new house built there off of the one corner at 13th Street, and they had kids that were starting to drive. And that's what spurred this originally was them driving. But if we do start lowering speed limits all over, that's going to become an
issue. Well, I don't think looking at one specific spot means we're going to lower the speed limits all over.
I agree.
That's getting a little bit
I agree,
carried
but
away.
That's what
it,
people
it
want.
It is a request from the public to consider lowering the speed limit because of safety issues. And what have we done? We've tried to give it to the city so they could lower it, and they don't want to take it. And I was told that we had to get state approval before we could lower any speed limit. Now that isn't the case.
I think I was wrong on that, Don.
Well, you must have been
on that.
And now we can lower it if we do. We need to do an engineer study.
But
I'm just trying to learn here just what the process is.
If it's already marked at 35 miles an hour since 2018, and my 2019 traffic counts show 85% of the traffic's going 68.7 miles an hour. The signs aren't working.
Well, no, but our liability's covered.
No.
It's no different than any other
gravel
road at 50 miles an hour.
I'm just trying to learn to what the process is, and if you got to follow the recommendations that if everybody's – Eric drives at 80, he tells me. So
top,
should
top
we raise it
123.1.
That might have been me. It might have been 120. My gauge peg's at 87. But no, it can be done. Comfortable speed on that road appears to be between 45 and 55.
We can put a bunch of inch and a half rock on there again and slow them down.
But if it's needed, I'd say do it. But
especially in this dry weather.
But no, I think we can. I mean, so if that's something we want to pursue again, we can. That didn't meet much
that
favor.
Answers.
But I must have spoken correctly, though. I thought we needed the state to approve it, but I must have been wrong on that.
On any state, any shared road with the state, we would have to have their approval. Like the spur, the dump road spur, we would, since they still oversee that. Am I correct on this, Roger?
What's that?
All these state statutes?
The state, that road is ours.
Yeah. But the state still oversees it based off what Galen has told me. Any corrections have to be approved through the state?
I think there's just a general NDOR deal that they look at, and that's what Minnelli was telling us, as I recall. So, we've looked at this before, and if you start like, okay, we got three houses over here, and they all have young children, we want to drop their
speed. But I mean,
which safety wise, you understand why you do that, but then you start doing this, and the
but based
Sheriff
off what
Gus isn't here, you're trying to enforce that.
Well, and that's just it. He had somebody there in 2017, you know, stating that, and I'm wondering if that kind of helped with the 35 an hour speed limit without going through the process.
I'll double check it.
But I mean, based off what Minnelli said was, he goes, it should be posted at 50, and he was
not posted.
It should be posted at 50 miles an hour. As of right now, unless we have a resolution to say it can get posted down. The only other option the other thing he did say was that we needed to probably add some trail signs to the trail. But based off of my sign guys, they said that should be the city.
And I think there is trail signs up.
I don't think there is.
Not on that.
That's all.
I think so.
It's not in our system, and then I'm visually looking at it, I don't remember seeing a trail sign. If there was just one coming from one way.
The city should probably look at putting stop signs on the trail, too, so that people on the trail
–
I've never seen anybody come across that road, but I've always thought about it as I cross that trail.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Haxby, would you like to read the snow bids?
All right, this one comes from Beatrice Lawn Care. And it gives a list of parking lots and approaches that need to be removed. So lump sum dollar proposal for less than 6 inches of snowfall is $675. The lump sum dollar for more than 6 inches is $975. Spreading of ice melt and gravel in parking lots, if needed, $150. And then for sidewalks, the dollar proposal for less than 6 inches is $650. And the dollar proposal for more than 6 inches is $897.
Do you want to refer that over to Dave to take a look at, maybe bring back to us after our public hearing? Mr. Jergens.
Is there only one bid?
There's only one bid.
No need to. Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jergens. Second by Lytle. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Motion carries. You have your contractor, Dave. Dave still does the walks himself. I will say he gets out there and he has his little tractor out there and he fights the city snowplows. So he does his best on that. We have a timed event at 9:30. I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing in support and or opposition for the appointment of Darren Baer, John Hill, and Tobias Templemeyer for a 6-year term on the Board of Trustees for the Hospital Authority No. 1, term commencing October 1st, 2021, and terminating September 30th, 2027 at 9:30 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Jergens. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in public hearing at 9:30. There is a sign-up sheet here somewhere if anyone would like to speak at the public hearing. I don't have that sign-up sheet. If anyone would like to come up and speak, just we'll swear you in at the public hearing and get your opinions. Do we have a sign-up sheet? We don't have a sign-up sheet, so if you'd like to speak, just raise your hand and we'll... Thanks, Roger.
I can sign if you want me to.
We'll have you write your name and address and information down.
You don't know really yet?
For now, will you give your...
Or do you need one that says public hearing? Last one.
I'll use this now, Roger. Name, address. Do you have phone number and email? Is that what usually... and bank account.
Direct deposit because I'm here every
week. Only if you have over $600 in it.
Oh.
one
more little stick there.
Oh, my.
And anyone else that would like to speak at the public hearing? If you'd put it on the table there. Thank you, Ashley. Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Would you give your name and address for the record?
Ashley Mason, 1300 Lincoln, Beatrice.
Commence.
All right. So I was trying to research this board. I had never seen it on the agenda before. And was running into a few roadblocks. So I wondered if we could possibly have the state statute read that requires the county, it doesn't necessarily have to be today or whatever, that requires the county to establish this board. And then it was my understanding that a petition was garnered in order to have this board established with these three particular men. And I just wondered what that petition stated was the reasoning for choosing these three men. I believe there's a direct conflict of interest to have Tobias Templemeyer, a city administrator, on this board for numerous reasons. If you want those, I can list them for you. And then 6 years is a long time to sit on a board for the county, and it's rumored that Darren Baer will be running for mayor next year. And I wonder if that's not also a conflict of interest if he is appointed. Is he going to be required to step down and open up that position for someone else?
I wrote down those state statutes. Why choose these 3 6-year term and Darren Bear conflict?
And Tobias Templemeyer is a direct conflict since he is a paid city administrator on what I understand to be a volunteer board for the county.
All right. Any questions for Ms. Mason?
You know where to find me if you need me.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak at the public hearing? Any comment or question from the board? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:34 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle. Second by Dorn to come out of public hearing at 9:34. Please vote. 6 in favor. We are out of public hearing. I would ask for a closed session at the end of the meeting. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual at 9:34.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Juergens. No action will be taken in closed session or after the closed session either. This will be for some just discussion on procedures. Yeah. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in closed session at 9:34. Thank you, everyone.
You're talking about the appointment.
Lost my place.
Was that part of the
consent agenda? Item 2. I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 11:03 on the clock.
There's still 4 of us.
So moved.
Moved by Haxby. Seconded by.
I motioned. Moved to.
Okay, then second.
Oh! So we have a motion by Shuler.
That was before.
Second by Haxby.
Michelle got up.
Come out at 11:03 on the clock. Please vote. 4 in favor. We're out of closed session at 11:03. Anything else for the good of the order? Ask for a motion to adjourn at 11:03 on the clock.
Can we do the minutes? Can we correct the minutes?
We approved the minutes already. What was the issue on the minutes?
Well, she's got the wrong road, it looks like to me. It ain't South 41. I don't know. It's road.
The minutes are the agenda.
You can change it the next meeting.
Or if it's a clerical thing, it's the wrong road. Could you just make the statement of what the clerical error is, and we should be able to make that.
But are you talking correction. About last minutes or this consent agenda?
The consent agenda of the minutes for the last meeting held September 22nd. What road? It's a clerical error on the.
Yeah, it's not South 41.
It's Highway 4
it's
and
162.
Highway 4 and 162nd Road. Item 2 here. The minutes held from the meeting held September 22nd.
Yeah, it don't 22nd. Make that much difference, but
it's still a correction. Highway, we'll make that correction. Highway 4 and Southwest. No,
well, just South 162nd.
South 162nd Road. No, those are important. They don't seem big. But they're important
that's
changes.
Why I was like, well, what's nope. South 41? I don't know nope. where that even come from.
You're right on. We'll make that correction to the minutes from the meeting held September 22nd.
And I just Highway missed it 4. In the consent agenda to say anything.
You brought it up before in equalization. I forgot to bring it back up. I was going to, and I missed it.
But it was in last time's consent
minutes.
Agenda.
Last oh, time, the minutes from the meeting held September 22nd.
But it's listed in the minutes under the consent agenda.
Yes. No, it's listed in the...
It's in the
minutes.
Consent agenda for today's meeting
yeah.
to approve so, last month.
Yes, I know. Okay, okay. But I need to know
if
where
you,
to correct
if you look
it
to
on
correct
the minutes.
It, okay. It's in the minutes I never called
Boston. Of
the
But in the
meeting.
Minutes, it lists everything that was in the consent agenda and then she on the, that every other this.
It's a September.
That's where it is? It's not in the body of the minutes.
It's in the body of the minutes.
Yes.
It's in the body of the minutes.
Was it a permit?
come back in the last few months.
No, just discussion of the dust control road.
Okay. Here, I can show.
No, we got it now.
Yeah, oh. It was a motion.
Doesn't do the surgeries.
I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Schuler, second by Haxby. Please vote. Four in favor, motion carries. I'm sorry to rush. I got to go to the bathroom.
She said that they don't jeopardize any surgeries at the same cost as their partner clinics, which is OPU Baza. And so I just straight up, I asked Jennifer what her surgeries were.